Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 5th of July, 1968, and yesterday was a happy 4th. It was a long, long day, like about 14 hours worth. In fact, quite a few of the days have been 12 and 14 hours. I start at 8 in the morning, and I'm usually still there until 10 in the evening. And that's because there isn't any other professional staff as far as the girls go. I'm the only girl in the club. And of course I have John McGlone, who helps me a great deal. He's special duty assigned, or detailed, I should say, to the service club. And that's it. Just John and I are running the club. Plus, I have my Korean staff and a couple of part-time help. But boy, I'm telling you, the last couple of weeks have been really rugged. The worst is over for this month, because at the end of the month, we have toxon reports. A lot of reports and a lot of records and papers have to be completed and mailed in. And I have a brand new clerk typist, Mr. Kim, who is trying very, very hard. In fact, he's been working 12 hours a day. I can't even get him out of the club because I can't work him 12 hours. I can't pay him for that. I can only pay him for 8 hours. But he feels badly that he makes so many mistakes. Everything has to be typed sometimes 4 and 5 times over. And, you know, we do a lot of typing of stencils and running off things on a mimeograph machine. So this is a lot of work involved. And as I say, he's trying very hard, and I'm trying to be patient with him. So he stays many hours and works overtime without pay, just so he can get the practice and become efficient. But anyway, the monthly report is done, and I handed it in, and oh boy, it's impossible. Duchess, to run the club well with no other girls. But this is the story all over the division. We're critically short of help. So unless I put the time in, things just won't get done. And it's a little bit unfortunate, but I'm the only one who can sign for things. I'm the only one who has keys to things. I'm the only one who can give them a yes or no on projects that are happening in the club. So that I'm concerned if I'm not in the club. So consequently, I spend a great deal of time there. I feel fine. I really do. Of course, I'm tired. And yesterday, I was just dead on my feet. I really was tired. We had a coffee call at 10 in the morning. Then at 2 in the afternoon, we had a USO show, the Union Barracks. Barrack Aids, they're called, yeah. They came from Louisville, Kentucky. Very good USO show. Very, very good. Anything with girls in it is good. They don't have to have talent. They just have to get up on stage and stand there. And the men think it's a great show. And then in the early evening, we had some quizzes. And Joan and Fran from the library, they came over and we ran some quizzes. I lit a fire because it was raining and quite a few of the men were wet. And then, to top it all, I had a magician act. They were supposed to go to RC3, but the truck broke down, so he came in and he said, "Ann, you want a show?" I said, "Sure." So he gave me a show for nothing. I've had him before in the club, Steve Ferris. Anyhow, it was a long day. We had a beautiful cake decorated with the American flag, and I had red, white, and blue bunting hanging all over the inside of the club and on the outside as well. So then last night after 10 o'clock, I went over to the steam bath because my legs were so tired. I had been standing most of the day. And I came home, I just collapsed. Then today is supposed to be my day off. And I had said I'd sleep late because I've been getting up early every morning. So I had to get up at 7:30 this morning because I had to call John and remind him to hand some reports in. He had to make a couple of errands for me this morning. And I was so afraid he would forget, so I got up and I called him. He said, "Okay, I'll take care of everything, Ann, don't worry." So I went back to bed, and I was just falling asleep, which is difficult to do because right outside my window they're still building that kimchi snack bar. And of course it's bang bang all morning, and Saturdays and Sundays as well. But I finally started to fall asleep, and Miss Che, the maid, came pounding on the door. There were a couple of Korean men here, and they had come to fix the tile on the floor in the latrines in my service club. So I don't know why they had to come and tell me. I said, "Okay, you're putting the tile in. Go ahead. Go do the job. Do it now, you know. Just go." Because here I am standing in my pajamas, my hair up in curlers. Everybody comes to visit. So then I went back to bed. I was in bed 10 minutes. The telephone rang. Miss Che comes knocking on the door again. It was Dave Wilson down at Camp Ross. I have to go down there later today. I have to give a speech on service clubs. Can you imagine? So anyway, he was just reminding me that he was going to send transportation for me this afternoon. Okay, hung up the phone, back to bed. Along come two sergeants. And you see, if they don't find me in the service club, Duchess, they come right over to the hooch. So they came over, they wanted paper plates. Well, I don't have them, the big ones. I have small ones, but we haven't had any supplies in for months, so I don't have any. But they came in, and again, here I am in my pajamas, you know, entertaining everybody. So they left, I popped back in bed again, and in came Cree. Well, of course, I'm delighted to sit and chat with Cree. Every once in a while, she'll come over in the morning just for a coffee break. And all this was going on before 10 o'clock. So what is the sense of being off because you're constantly interrupted and there's nothing you can do because people, as I say, nobody else can tell them yes or no. Nothing goes out of that club, not even a pencil, unless I give my permission. And this is the only way I can keep track of what I have. So consequently, nobody will talk to anybody except me. You know, and so it makes it kind of hard because I can't be in that club every day, morning, noon, and nights. Anyway, I just gave up by 10 o'clock, so I got washed and got dressed and went and had lunch with a couple of the girls. And, and then I had to go to the PX. I had to pick up a present for Robbie. Not for him, but he wants to give the bar girl up at his club a small present before he leaves. And, of course, Robbie goes on next Wednesday. State keeps changing, but I think it's Wednesday, yeah. So that I told him I'd pick something up for Miss Song. So I did. I bought him a small, it's 10 little bottles of perfume samples. It's a very nice little gift. So I'll give that to him tonight. Ravi's going down to Camp Ross tonight. He has to go down and collect his halo. See, we both had to leave our halos down there. They're hanging over the bar. You can't get them until you leave the division. So, I told him I was going down tonight because I'm going to give this talk. And so Robbie said he was going down. He's going to have supper and then possibly he'll bring me home, which makes it kind of nice. Of course, it's supposed to look coincidental that we're both there the same night. But anyhow, in fact, I've been trying to see Robbie as much as possible the last week or so because there just aren't that many days left. And what was it, Saturday night? Oh, wait, no, that's Saturday, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, I don't know. Look at my handy-dandy calendar. I guess it was Tuesday night, yeah. Anyhow, Robbie had a dinner at his brigade, and they had a marvelous floor show, really very good. And the only three American girls that were there were Cree and Carolyn and myself. His junior officers were supposed to be planning a party. Well, they forgot to get out invitations, and they didn't follow through as far as the American girls, you know. There were a few Korean girls. But anyway, it was very nice because, you know, as Robbie's special guests, we have the head table, and we get waited on hand and foot. And because I'm always delighted to eat a good meal because the food here at RC1 is not the best. And we had umpteen drinks, and it was very pleasant, so I enjoyed that. I don't get too many nights off, but I've been making a special effort to get off whatever night Robbie could be free, and he is not free much at all. He has been pushing. As I say, he's a very conscientious military man, which is good. This is his job. But he goes from 4 o'clock in the morning till 9, 10 at night, and then if he's lucky, he doesn't get interrupted 2 or 3 times through the night. So that's kind of difficult for him. So, what else? All I can tell you is I have been busy, and I probably will be very busy, as I say, until we get some more girls. We're supposed to get some this summer, but I don't know. Here it is July, and we haven't seen anyone come into the area, into Korea, in fact. I mean, all over we're short. And Jerry, the other girl who was working with me, I think I mentioned this last time, she's up at RC3. She went up the beginning of the week. So here I am all by myself. Actually, I like it to an extent. I mean, I don't mind keeping busy. I haven't had time to breathe, just working and coming back and sleeping. But it's a long day, but sometimes it's not too pressing. Once I get the paperwork done, then some parts of the day are very pleasant. Oh, and I had an air conditioner installed in my office. I have like 2 offices, an outer office, and then I have a small inner office. And I put it in the outer office, but it was an extra one. Not extra, I could have put it in the games room. But I told Ruth for all the hours that John and I and Mr. Kim put in the office, I think it would be nice that we had it in there. So she went along with it. At first she was against it when Carolyn Dodd suggested it, but she didn't say anything to me. So I just had my carpenter put it in, and it makes a big difference because the weather has been quite warm, although we're getting a great deal of rain the last few days, and everybody says, monsoons are here. Turn us over, Duchess.